possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Monday morning, start of another week. And, of course, look, there's a lot going on, man. I mean, that was an entertaining Phillies-Yankees series for sure. No, a bummer to see the Phillies lose yesterday. But for the most part, a quality series by the Phillies, and that leads us into the trade deadline now just 3 days away. Eagles training camp leads us into the regular season. That's part of why training camp's so important. We're here today. We love being at the NovaCare Complex, where we will be with our show both today and tomorrow. Cooper DeJean will be with us later on today, 7:40, to hear from the Eagles star second-year defensive back. Look, an awful lot to do, and we'll do with you on the phone lines, including your chance to win Phillies tickets for a game coming up soon. 215-592-9494. How about where the phone lines? Hit us up, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, that is Johnny.
What? Hello, it's Johnny.
I know.
Hey.
We actually had more energy than normal, so it's a problem.
Hey, the Statue of Liberty was shipped to the United States in 214 crates.
Yeah, it's like IKEA.
214 crates.
Got to put it together.
350 pieces.
Yeah. Was it Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime. It was a Prime day. By the way, how about IKEA? Seltzer, are you thumbs up or thumbs down on the do-it-yourself with IKEA?
Oh, I'm thumbs up on Emily doing it with IKEA.
So you do save the box, but man, John, have you ever battled with an IKEA furniture, man? It can send a human into rage, but it also can save you $250. I mean, it's a conundrum.
I learned a lesson. I might have done that once. I learned IKEA is not for me because I really am that bad at assembling and doing the hands-on stuff.
Sure, sure. Well, it's Dave Dombrowski's job to assemble this roster for August 1st and September 1st and October 1st. And obviously, as the Phillies come down the stretch of this portion of the season into the trade deadline, there's a lot rattling through all of our minds. Look, I'll ask everyone today at 215-592-9494. Really two different questions, but they tie in. Single biggest thing that stood out to you from the Phillies-Yankees series, which I do think was very entertaining in many ways. Bummer to not see a sweep, but the Phillies did a lot really good. They hit a lot. They hit a lot. And some notable Phillies hit, including Schwarber and Trey Turner and, you know, and others. So biggest thing that stood out to you this weekend with the Phillies, but also, you know, getting near final call for the trade deadline and what you think. I will tell you this. My main thing that stood out to me from the weekend, I may be the only person in Philadelphia that will say this, but I can honestly say it was the main thing that stood out to me. And I think you guys will probably push back on me on this one, but I'm willing to put my head into the lion's mouth because it's how I feel. The biggest thing that stood out to me with the weekend with the Phillies is seeing how hard it is to win. And here's what I mean by that. The Phillies played well. They did good things. I mean, they weren't perfect. They had their defensive miscues at times. They spit up a game yesterday they could have won. They didn't get the sweep. But they did a lot more good than bad versus the Yankees. I mean, I was proud of that. They're in Yankee Stadium. They're on the big stage. Schwarber's doing amazing things on Friday night. And they won two of three, and that's great. But here's what I mean by how hard it is to win. The Mets won three of three.
Seven in a row.
Yeah. And what hit me the most as we approached the trade deadline, coming from that weekend of the Phillies and Yankees, of which I was generally very proud of the Phils, is I just really hope the Phillies, and man, this is going to go counter to a lot of people, but I hope they're really careful at the trade deadline to not give up the quality prospects that you can control for 7 years for a rental for 2 months or even a month, a year and 2 months. Like, let me put it this way. None of us can know whether it will work out. We just don't know if they're going to win the World Series or not. Here's what we all should know. The Phillies probably will not win the World Series this year. Now, I'm not saying that to dampen your mood. Guys, I'm excited for October. I'm excited for the stretch run. I want to see the Phillies, to use a U.S. Army term, be all they can be. Right? I mean, that's the idea of go get other players that can help these guys. Go try to win a title. I get it. Guys, I'm with you 1,000,000% on wanting it.
It doesn't sound like you are.
What I'm saying is it's hard.
Uh-huh.
It's really, really hard, and it would be a travesty to lose Andrew Painter when you probably won't win the World Series anyway. So
because it's really hard and there are all these other teams out there who are trying to win the World Series, we shouldn't try as hard to win the World Series?
No, well,
that doesn't make any sense
at all. I don't want to see Andrew Painter traded. Mick Abel, some of these other guys, fine.
All right.
Like, whatever.
But I think they probably feel the same way. I mean, they're going to be smart about this.
I don't know how they feel, John. They've been pretty close-lipped. I know this. The Towns,
he's been so conservative these last few trade deadlines, it makes me fear that they will be overly conservative this trade deadline.
We also were,
that span of time, that opening where we have a chance to go strike while the iron's hot, while these players really are at the top of their game, that window's not that huge. And yes, it is really hard, but you've got to go all in because it is really hard to go win this whole thing.
So, John, I'm guessing more people are going to agree with you than me. I'll hear from all of you. You know, everyone wants to call 215-592-9494. I guess I'm just waving a cautionary flag. That's where I'm at.
I don't want to lose Painter either.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes the here and now is going to matter more than 5 years down the road. And I really am tired of the 5 years down the road thing. This team showed that life this weekend. Holy cow, Joe! 12-5 against the Yankees. I'm sitting there saying, "This is the year." And then you know. You lose the final game, but and it's 3-4, and that was Zach Wheeler, and Zach Wheeler doesn't look like Zach Wheeler as much as he did three starts.
He also had some bad defense behind him. I mean, they had some good defense, but they had some bad defense.
He doesn't
look
good since
the All-Star. It's been several starts now that Wheeler's been
shaky.
Hasn't been. John, biggest thing to sit out to you this weekend is what?
That they are back as promised by Bryce, that this team does have what it takes to do what you're saying, to win the whole shebang.
Well, they do. They can. But it's
hard. I was so encouraged. I was so excited to see the offense show up. But we're all saying, hey, should we get a reliever? Is it more important to get a batter or a reliever? Holy cow. When you rack up the runs that we did this past weekend, it does feel like it's no sure thing that we need to go get another bat, especially with Lizardo, we're assuming that he's going to be heading to the bullpen for postseason purposes. It does change the outlook for some people, I'm sure. The offense showing up with aplomb the way that they did against the Yankees.
Well, they did in a lot of ways. By the way, congrats to Schwarber, not only for a huge weekend with homers and doubles and all that, but the 1,000th hit. Seltzer, biggest thing.
And Trey Turner, by the way, was on fire again. Bryce didn't do much in this series. So how about when Bryce shows up and explodes, as he's shown that he can and will?
Well, look, there's a lot to it. The Phillies do put some relievers out there. You're like, who the heck is this guy? And then who's the heck is this guy? And then who the heck is this guy?
Yeah.
I think that might have been Saturday's game. There's like three or four. They're like, who's this?
Sunday, it's a one-run game. They're like, Jordan Romano is warming on the bullpen. I'm like, oh, God, no.
Seltzer, biggest thing, and again, this goes for everyone, 215-592-9494. whether it's just the weekend or the tie-in of the trade deadline or the tie-in of October, Seltzer, biggest thing that hit you?
Yeah, what hit me is just it crystallized what I think we already know, but it's so clearly obvious this year that this team just has two major massive needs. There are other things you can quibble about and second base and this and that, but they need a bat. And they need a relief pitcher. And I am willing to go all in on this team. Look, if I can avoid trading Painter or Miller, I will. I would like to go just below that. But I'm willing to move Crawford, Abel, other prospects, whatever. Like, I think this team's good enough. And I think that if they can add a real bat, a power bat, preferably, but a bat.
With 36 home runs right now?
I want Eugenio Suarez. I'm right there with you, Richie. I don't care that he's a rental. Joe, I get the I want guys past this year. I'm willing to pay for rentals. Like, this team is right there. They are good enough to win the World Series. They are a bat and a reliever away. I'm willing to go all in on this group.
Well, they also could be a bat and a reliever away from being out of the playoffs in 2 days.
I trust my development, drafting and development team to restock and replenish, and I still have enough high-end prospects where if I can do it by trading the Crawfords and Abels and a bunch of other guys, I could still have some top-end talent left, too.
I do wish the Phillies were in first place. They're a game and a half behind the Mets. 2 months, obviously, to go. 2 months in, like, a week. Rhea, biggest thing that stood out to you this weekend?
I co-sign on everything James just said. I know you think the window isn't closing. It is closing. It's an older roster. So you can't – what you've gotten from guys in this lineup, the center field – has been. You asked me at the beginning of the season, what will keep the Phillies from winning a World Series? Center field. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's never been fixed. So, like, you know, I know James Suarez is great. I would lean more towards getting help in center field and the bullpen. But to me, you just, the prospects are the prospects. Yeah, do I want to get, you know, lose Painter? No, but if you have to, you have to win with this team. You just do. Because it's not going to continue forever.
Well, so one thing that I fear, I'll use that word, is that the Phillies will make a move that they shouldn't make because the fans are in a bad mood. I don't know. I mean,
I don't think they're going to make a move just because of what the fans are going to say.
They
might.
Well,
listen, he has to. He's come up very tiny the past 3 years at the trade deadline.
Yeah, he has.
So, I mean, he has to do that for himself, for his organization.
It'd be fascinating to see. Here's what's really fascinating. John Middleton, who is a fan at heart. He grew up here. He's an Eagles fan. He's a Flyers fan. He's a Sixers fan. He's a Phillies fan. He happens to own the team. Is he thinking like the WIP callers who, despite a pretty darn good season this year, have had a lot more negative things to say than positives? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I just know I'm fascinated to know how that will impact 3 days from now in the trade deadline.
It's very much like the Eagles, you know, on the teams that John was on.
It is.
Early on, you know, that they just couldn't bring, and people just got to the point where they're like, oh, come on.
The Lindros-LeClaire Flyers had a similar thing. We've had a couple groups through the years that, you know, that have that, and this one does. Well, look, we'll see where you stand. I mean, there was a lot this weekend, and they did do a lot of really good stuff. JT had one of the great defensive catches and tags by a catcher. You'll see Castellanos had one of the biggest butcheries in right field that you'll see. Good morning to you from the NovaCare Complex. Champ Camp indeed. Not driven by Jim Morrison. Although, be pretty cool if it was. Driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service parts, and accessories. We're doing our show here today and tomorrow. We're doing our show here Monday and Tuesday of next week. So six total shows for us. Midday show, doing a bunch of shows from here as well, which is great. Try to bring you some good interviews. Cooper DeGene in about an hour and 20 minutes. I'll give you one more thing that stood out to me from this weekend with the Phils and then right to the phones. Man, it is nice when you have a third baseman.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible. DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who can really play great defense? And that Yankees third baseman, holy mackerel. I mean, you know, we're talking about the Bohm situation and should they get an upgrade at third and all these different spots. And, you know, that guy had a play to the Yankees dude, a play to his right at one point this weekend where he made a great diving stop, got up, threw the ball to first. I swear to God, I thought he threw it harder than freaking Nolan Ryan all the way across the diamond. By the way, John, do you know when you throw from third to first, that is the equivalent in football of throwing the ball from the 30-yard line to the 30-yard line. It's a 40-yard throw. I mean, it's a long throw. That's why I was so freaking annoyed the freaking kid when I was playing against Jack kept throwing me out at first base. Like, come on, kid, help me out here, man. Bungle one.
He had a good amount of time.
He really did. He did have time.
He could really wind
one
up.
One of them was close.
In.
Two of them were not so close. All right, let's.
Did you get on base?
Butthead. You know the answer to that. All right? Let's go to the phones. By the way, tennis versus Fritz tomorrow. It's at FDR Park. Be there at noon. Noon on Tuesday. That's noon tomorrow. Hope to see you at FDR Park for the tennis match. Competition 3 between me and Fritz. Let's go to Darren right now in South Philadelphia. Hi, Darren.
Hey, Brother Joe. Uncle Richie!
What's up, Darren? It's been a bit.
It's been
What's
a minute.
What's going on,
it's
man?
It's been a minute, Darren. What's
Joe,
going on?
Put me on punishment. Joe, when I call in, Joe likes to put me on the air, makes me wait, and then because I'm flying in and out of the car.
Not
work,
true. Oh, not true.
It is. Oh, I know no. for a fact. I'm bumped. And then yeah. I get on hold for an hour, hour and a half. Just saying. But anyway, Joe, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What are the prospects?
What are the prospects?
No. What is a prospect?
What is a prospect? A prospect is a talented baseball player who has shown some flash at the lower levels, has not been up to the big leagues, or has only briefly been up to the big leagues like Mick Abel.
And it's a hope and a dream. That's all a prospect is.
Well, a prospect was also Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, and Cole Hamels. So.
They waited too long on Ryan.
Another prospect was Mike Schmidt, Larry Boa, Greg Luzinski, Bob Boone. So let's remember, sometimes it does not work out, which is your point. Sometimes it does work out.
Dominic Brown ring any bells? No, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I would love
Mike Schmidt rings the bell also, right, Darren? I just want to make sure, right?
Okay.
Okay, because I'm just saying, have some balance here. I get your point, but get my point.
No, you look, do you want to win now, or do you want to take a chance on that all these prospects are potentially going to be the next Michael Jack Schmidt?
Well, I want to win now, and I want to win then. I want to have sustained greatness.
Take a turn for poker, Joe. You go all in, and you win now.
But here's part of my point from the weekend. You can go all in, and you probably still won't win now. That's my point.
And if we had gone all in a couple of years ago, I'm quite sure we could have made an offer for that same because they got him.
You know what? Phillies could have gotten one. Let's say the Phillies got one big-time player for that Mets series. They still would have lost. Bullpen was a joke, and everyone else still wasn't hitting. I mean, do you get that? What?
Joe, you like to do this. You like this. Scared money don't make no money. In this sense, scared being playing it scared and not going all in is not winning championships. So what do you want to do? Do you want more parades down Broad Street, or do you want to sit here and say, oh, what could be, could not be?
Of course I want more parades down Broad Street. Look, Darren, here's my point. I get your point. I don't think you get my point.
No, no. One last thing, Joe, right? Before
sure.
you let me go.
Sure.
Would you agree that since from the time of the Chase Utleys and all that, our farm system is in a much better place?
Absolutely.
All right. So then have faith in the people that we put there to get us more things. So use these profits, what they're supposed to be used for, trade assets, acquiring talent, and let's just go have faith that they're going to develop and find more others. And let's go build.
Listen, it's an interesting theory, Darren. I mean, that goes to what Seltzer's been talking about for a few months, maybe even a year or so, that he thinks. So, James, you think the Phillies have built a front office group that can sustain getting you good prospects? That's your theory, right?
Yes, yes. I think they are much better set off than they've been at any point in my time as a Phillies fan from that perspective. From the
and that's the Mattingly guy and the Barber guy?
Yeah, Brian Barber is the head of amateur scouting, and Mattingly obviously is the general manager now, but was involved in all that player development and stuff. And just the whole, they've put a lot of resources and money into that. They've hired, they've tried to hire the right people and done all that stuff. I think they're just much better set up. The process, all that, is so much better now.
Which one becomes the general manager?
Well, Preston is the general
manager. Well, let me frame it. A
different President.
Which way runs the show when Dombrowski's out of
I think Preston Mattingly is the heir apparent.
Okay. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, when you call in today, your chance, this is a cool prize, to see the Phils on Friday night. Obviously, they're playing pretty good baseball. They'll be playing the Tigers on Friday. It's also part of the Phillies alumni weekend. So, you know, love this weekend, you know, always at this stage of August, early August, mid-August. They have a big old weekend at the ballpark, bring back tons of former Phils, honor a couple, obviously, as part of the Toyota Wall of Fame night, which this year is going to be honoring both Jimmy Rollins and Ed Wade. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com to see Rollins and Ed Wade. Phillies.com, that's the Friday night game, Phillies and the Tigers. So here's how we're going to give away the tickets. Today, first off, a happy birthday has to go out to Aunt Becky herself, wheelhouse as it is for me, the great Lori Loughlin, whose birthday is today. So happy birthday to Lori Loughlin.
She out of jail?
She is out of jail. I never thought she should have gone to jail.
No, that's it was a whole ridiculous.
I mean, people are always talking to administrators about how to get their sons and daughters into school.
Exactly.
I mean, you donate $50,000, you donate $100,000, you do this, you do that. Somehow, like, she did something to cross the line. I'm like, what's so different? I mean, look at Tony Soprano's wife. I'm rewatching The Sopranos. Mrs. Soprano's like trying to bully Georgetown.
That's fictional.
You know that's fictional, right?
Do you know.
Yeah.
Okay,
I do know
just
that.
Putting that
I also know their family's a lot of criminals. But anyway, I thought Lori, look, I didn't know this story in and out. I just thought it seemed a little weird that she was like the, you know, one of a few people singled out. But all right. Today, in honor of Lori Loughlin, who obviously her most famous character was on Full House's Aunt Becky. Loved Aunt Becky. We will ask you for whether it's fictional or real life, because there are a lot of both. The best aunt or uncle of all time, of all the famous, and there are many, 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 many famous aunt and uncles. And I think it all starts with us when we're 4 years old, 6 years old, 5 years old, and you learn about Uncle Henry and Auntie Anne. I mean, but I'll say this, they're kind of grumps. I mean, Uncle Henry barely talks. And Auntie M defers to the freaking mean woman in town. It turns into the witch when you go to Oz. Like, they're the most famous, maybe, but they're not really great. Today at 215-592-9494, in addition to all the conversation about the Phils, the trade deadline, the Phils-Yankee series, and we're going to get to the Eagles coming up shortly, give us the best aunt or uncle of all time. Best aunt, whoever wins it, provides it's going to win the Phillies tickets for Friday night. Richie, what are you thinking?
You smell her at the mall four stores before you see her.
Oh, yeah.
It's Auntie Anne. Auntie Anne, the best smelling aunt of all.
Yeah, the mall smell thing can be really, really good or really, really bad.
Cinnabon?
Yeah, sometimes it's too
it's
strong.
Just, it's evil because you're just like, oh my God, I need one.
Yeah, well, that too. But I always feel bad for the people that work next to them because if you had that for 10 hours a day, that's rough. Seltzer, give me an aunt or uncle. What do you got?
I won't take a haymaker, but I thought hilarious uncle and, you know, look what you did, you little jerk, Uncle Frank from Home Alone.
Yeah. So, James, I need a ruling here. So a guy like that is a jerk. So is it most notable, best?
Yeah.
Like no one would say I like that guy.
No, but it's a good character. Well,
notable.
You know, fictional and real, obviously, it's hard to parse that. But I think in fictional, it's just the character. You know, I think you can be entertaining and a good character without necessarily being like a great uncle.
Yeah, can be a jerk. I think that's on the table. So we're looking for a form of entertainment. We'll figure it out as we go. Certainly notable is a catch-all word to present it. Rhea and her uncle, what do you got?
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle
it's
Buck
just
is a
so
classic.
Much fun, that
uncle
movie.
Buck is a classic. Sure is, Champ Camp. And it's driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Looking forward to having Cooper DeGene in here. Our trailer. He'll be here in about an hour. Phone calls on everything we're discussing today. All right, let me throw an Eagles topic out to you. We briefly touched on this Friday. You know, we can talk about who's going to be the starting linebacker this year, and that type of conversation has merit for sure. But when it comes to something that could have a generational impact on the Eagles and Eagles fans, that is a weighty conversation. That's a big one. And the idea of a new stadium could have a generational impact. I'm just going to ask everyone, starting with John. John Ritchie, do you want a dome stadium?
I do not want a dome stadium, but I do strongly consider if we – I do want a Super Bowl. I would love that if that is the only way we get one.
It's the only way you get it.
Then we
– So you want a dome stadium?
I have to yes.
Can I ask you a follow-up
question?
I don't
want to say yes, but if it provides the means to an end of a Super Bowl in Philadelphia – then, and it can be retractable, and we can use it to our advantage. Mm-hmm. That has to be part of the equation. The cold makes a difference. The cold is intimidating to our opponents.
Do you want a dome?
I want a Super Bowl.
Do you want a dome?
Can I have a Super Bowl
no.
with no dome?
No, obviously not. Do you want a dome? John Ritchie, do you want a dome?
I don't, but if I must for a Super Bowl, then yes.
All right, follow-up question before we go down the line here. And again, and this obviously goes to everyone, 215-592-9494. Follow-up question, John. Why do you care if the city of Philadelphia gets to host the Super Bowl? I don't care. Why do you care?
It's an honor. It infuses the city with a lot of activity and, an influx of cash immediately and business and small businesses. It's such a huge boost to everyone in terms of, you know, just economy.
Well, it can be. I mean, it's a valid point that it would help, you know, some merchants make some bucks.
It's an honor. It's the biggest game in the world for you know, the NFL.
We're going to be in a bad mood because chances are we're not in it. I mean, imagine that it was in 2015
after
the chip thing.
Chances are not bad that we're going to be in it. Think about the fact that we are the top team in the NFC
but
right now.
We'll be built for 10
or
3 years.
We're not even going to have a dome for 6 or 7 or 8 years. Rhea, do you want a dome?
I'm torn on this.
I am so disgusted if you say yes.
Because I love – no, one of my favorite games was the snow game.
Of course!
I mean, it was just I'll never forget them out there trying to move the snow so you could see the lines.
So can we open it to allow
retractable
snow?
To me, retractable is something I would love to have, you know, if you could have –
So that's a yes.
If you have a roof that's retractable, do you have to close it while it snows?
No, you
close
it when you're –
allow the roof to be open and snow anyway?
Look what Jerry Jones does with his stupid stadium.
Let's put a roof on it and leave it open all the time. Like, if we have to have a roof, we'll have a roof, but we'll never put it on.
Well, I said, what do I care if they use a dome? If they promise the city of Philadelphia we'll never, ever close it for an Eagles game.
Right.
But they're not going to do that.
Capability.
Rhea, do you want a dome?
No.
James Seltzer, do you want a dome?
No.
Why, James?
Football should be out in the weather. Like I've said before, if they were to build one, the best argument for it is the sound in the stadium. When I went to Dallas, it's just insanely louder inside a dome. But that's the only argument for me. And overall, I say no.
Yeah, I mean, I am hell no. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how much I don't want this.
Weather games are the best to watch.
They're the most fun.
Yeah,
it's a source of pride. Like, even if it's not a big snowy day, that in November and December and certainly January, we get bundled up and the team we believe generally has an advantage. Doesn't always manifest. We know the Bucks came in here two decades ago and did what they did. But for the most part, there is an advantage. Northeast corridor of the country. You know, guys that have been in this area for the last couple months leading up to that cold weather day versus a team often not from that kind of climate. And it gives you a bit of an advantage. Hell no on the dome. I'm disgusted it's even being discussed.
It gives you...
I really am. I'm disgusted that it's even being discussed.
That, Joe, you're like... You have guys on this team that hate playing in the cold. You have a lot of guys on this team who hate playing in the cold. If you polled the team as to whether they want to play outside or inside, I guarantee they would prefer inside. I guarantee they don't want to be out where every single hit hurts 100 times worse than when it's warm and 80 degrees.
But knowing that it gives you an advantage, they might say, I'll suck it up for 3 hours.
Trust me. Guys would prefer to be indoors.
You also want to win,
when
though.
They play.
You also want to win.
Okay. I'm telling you, everyone, every single guy,
well,
myself included, I grew up in this.
Yeah.
I mean, when it's all said and done, you can play football better when you are, you know, 50 degrees and up. Like, you can actually perform.
Well, it's a cleaner form of the game. Well, clearly.
Level.
Yeah.
It's
cleaner form. All right. Well, we'll ask everyone, do you want the dome? I am so no. Oh, man. Do you want the dome? Reaction to the Phillies-Yankees series. There was a lot going on there. 215-592-9494. And give us a great aunt or uncle. Best answer, whoever provides it, wins the Phillies tickets Friday night. Dan in Philadelphia right now. Good morning, Dan.
What's up, crew? How are we today?
Doing great, Dan.
Hey, pal.
Congratulations to the Allen family for something that should have happened years ago.
Absolutely. I was just about to get to Dick Allen, but I'm glad you got there, Dan. Absolutely. Really sad to know that both Dick Allen and Dave Parker go in after, you know, and Parker.
Yeah,
I mean, both of them were relatively recently. Parker was just a couple weeks ago. That's brutal.
They deserve to be in there while they were alive, so I don't know what the whole holdup was, but...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As for the stadium, hell no to the dome, right? John, Yeah, that would be an influx of business for the city for what, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Building a new stadium would be years of financial.
But the infrastructure that it would provide would be advantageous for decades.
Well, sure. So I'm okay with a retractable roof that never closes during Eagles games.
Right.
Sure.
That's awesome. And Dan will never agree to that.
Yeah,
so
that's just not realistic.
Yeah,
sadly.
It's not realistic.
But why not?
Because they just won't. Could they? Sure, but I do not believe they will. So let's not be in, you know, crazy land here.
I don't know. So
crazy land is fun to be sometimes.
if they're going to build a retractable roof and they're going to close it, then no, we'll just keep the link and do a bunch of upgrades for that. So I'm fine with that. But football should be played outside in the weather. And John, unfortunately, I'm a mailman. I wish I was covered all day too, but that's the profession I'm in. So you have to suck it up if you're playing in Philadelphia.
Dan, do you ever give yourself the profession
I'm
that we're in?
I'm from Philadelphia too, man. I love playing when we have an advantage. The cold definitely can be an advantage. But the Super Bowl overrides it, Dan.
Who cares, John?
A huge attraction.
Who cares? Here come the freaking Texans and the Rams.
When we had the draft in 11 Philadolphia, years. Don't you think that was?
Yeah, but we're involved.
We had a pick.
Think that was amazing.
We had a draft pick.
Yeah, we were involved.
Why do I care if the Rams and the Texans play
a huge deal?
The Rams and Texans come to Philadelphia and take over our town. Oh, thanks. That's great.
Cowboys or something win the Super Bowl in Philly. No way. What I want to.
Yeah,
see
I mean, Dan, I have no desire for a Super Bowl here. None.
I don't think I do either. None of us would be able to go, right?
Because you got like a 90% chance the Eagles aren't in it. So what do I care?
And a 99% chance that you're not getting it.
What about the chance that the Eagles are in it and we get to be in the Super Bowl with our team playing?
Come on, it's happened once.
Imagine that.
John, it's happened one time in the history of pro football.
This team?
One time.
This team has the best odds to win right now
in
the NFC.
Years from now. How old is Jalen Hurts? I don't know. Years from now.
24,
you think
25?
Years from Jalen Hurts, 26
John,
years
John, you're
old.
Talking out your hiney here.
Do you think Jalen Hurts can't play for another 10 years?
John, come on, man. I mean, come on!
What
we're talking about?
We're talking about a young man as our head coach.
All right. Dan, give
we're talking about an organization that really is the best in the NFC.
And John hasn't seen the roller coaster of Philadelphia sports. Apparently, he woke up this morning and a turn up truck is coming to mind. Dan, give me an aunt or an uncle.
A turn up truck, Uncle Sam.
Uncle who?
Sam. He said
Uncle Sam.
Uncle. Oh, that's a big one. So, what's the turn up truck thing?
I just fell off the turnip truck.
Yeah.
Is what you know. You generally hear. But I haven't heard it in a long time.
John, you think the process worked?
You think the Eagles will be bad in five years?
I think the Eagles will have a record below 500 sometime in the next 5 years. Yes.
I don't think they'll have a new stadium in 5 years.
I think the Eagles had a record below 500 4 years ago or 5 years ago, whatever the hell it was. Yeah, that does nothing for me. All right, got a door and window to the weekend. Let's say take a little look at what happened over the last few days. Take advantage of Got a Door and Windows' big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GOTTA. You can also visit goguida.com. A lot going on this weekend. Obviously, I think the headliner was the Phillies and the Yankees from Yankee Stadium, which was pretty darn cool. There was a lot going there. James, how great was it to see Schwarber shine on a stage like that?
Oh, it's awesome.
Particularly Friday night in Game 1. Wasn't that awesome?
He's a big game player. You know, we've seen in the playoffs. He's not afraid of the moment, and you love.
Were you guys surprised to find out it was only his 1,000th hit? That shocked me
a little bit. How about the fact that 498 of them are extra bases? It's crazy.
that is really amazing. Wow. So yeah, no, I was actually stunned to find out. No, he's the guy that walks a lot, so you know that's going to diminish the hit total a little bit for sure. But I was pretty surprised that it was, you know, he only got to 1,000 this weekend.
It was not my most fun Kyle Schwarber moment of the weekend.
Which one was?
In left field.
Catch.
Oh, that one.
Falling on his, you know what?
Go ahead, James.
I just said falling on his, you know what.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just the laughing that he did.
Oh, it was great.
Was just, it was fun.
Yeah.
They needed to win that game yesterday for several reasons. That catch, the JT and Johan Rojas. Was just insane.
Yeah.
And Otto Kemp with two home runs.
Yeah.
And they lost the game 4-3.
By the way, I got a shame on me, and I don't know if anyone else this resonates with him. Every time I see Otto Kemp, I think of David Bell. And I shouldn't because Lenny Dykstra was number four. but David Bell was number four. I swear to God, I don't know why. I see Otto Kemp. I think David Bell. I don't know. I mean, Lenny Dykstra is my favorite baseball player of all time. For some reason, I think of freaking David Bell. But anyway.
You're the only one.
I may be. anyone else out there thinking David Bell?
We try not to.
Because he also played third base.
I like not thinking about David Bell.
Yes, thank you.
That guy was brutal. Look, other things from the weekend. Aforementioned by the last caller, the great Dick Allen going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Five Baseball Hall of Famers this weekend. So you had Dick Allen, you had Dave Parker, you had Ichiro.
My favorite. Like my
love him. Love him.
And he did it in English, which was interesting because
pretty cool.
He always spoke through an interpreter.
Only missed a unanimous vote by one vote.
And he took a shot at him.
Took a shot, a little playful shot at that voter. So the great Ichiro. Yeah. Who else do we have? We had Billy Wags.
CeCe.
An interesting class. It had a lot going on in that class. And then obviously the Eagles, you know, as they gear up for another week of practice, which will
might
begin.
Be padded today. I'm waiting to see them come out. And what I had heard is if it is padded, that Jihad might take part.
Okay.
Which would be, I mean, how hysterical would it be that he fell to the Eagles because of the injury concerns and that he might be ready to play game one? That if he's ready to practice in pads.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it could be wild.
No, that would be, there could be some teams kicking themselves for sure. All right, so a lot from the weekend to react to. 215-592-9494. Let's also introduce not one, but two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both of which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet celebrates 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. First poll question, we're sort of getting a gauge of how you think this trade deadline will go, at least as far as whether we'll like it or not in the moment. Because October will ultimately determine whether it worked out or not. But we ask you this question. After Thursday's MLB trade deadline, which I believe, James, is what, 6 o'clock on Thursday?
6 p.m. on Thursday, correct.
All right. So, like, you know, 9 o'clock Thursday night. Do you think we'll
6:05.
Yeah, 6:05. Well, sometimes it takes a couple extra minutes to trickle in. Thursday night, Friday morning. Do you think we will be happy with what the Phillies did? Yes or no? Will we be happy? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Second poll question, the tennis competition, me and Fritz, is tomorrow noon at FDR Park. We ask you, who will win tennis between Joe DeCamera, that's moi, and Jack Fritz?
How are you feeling?
I feel pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I can feel the groin thing if you're asking that. But from a confidence standpoint, I feel generally very confident.
Can you move pretty well?
I can move.
Okay.
I broke 100 in golf yesterday.
Wow.
So, how about that?
Yeah.
Wow, burying the lead there.
Right. So a lot going on there, and you can react. But, I haven't won any of these polls on who people are rooting for or who they think will win a competition. Maybe I win this poll. I think there's a sense that this is probably Jack's weakest event. So who do you think will win this tomorrow, me or Jack? James, do you think it will be me?
I do. I think you win tennis tomorrow.
But you think it won't move the populace to say me up 2-1 makes me the betting
favorite?
I
think it's 2-2. I think you're down 2-1 right now. Like, I have given the running to Jack. Like, it is over. Like, in my mind, it is already over. So I think you're down 2-1 right now.
So tomorrow is a must win for me.
Without a doubt.
All right. So all of this on the table, 215-592-9494. Let's go to JB in Chestnut Hill. What's going on, JB?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, JB?
What's up, dude?
Hey, I'm going to give you a fun fact, but I'll save it for another day. I think that the Phillies, to describe their play, it's like it's schizophrenic.
Yeah, a little bit.
You go up to New York, you take 2 or 3, and then I was telling James, they'll come home and they'll – you know, they'll struggle with Baltimore next week for some strange reason. I just can't put my finger on what it is. I guess maybe if they bring Robertson from Chicago with them, maybe it'll make it better.
Maybe, but JB, let me just add this point, which I hope you know, and I think you know. Other teams do that too. Right? You know that, right?
Yeah, there's no, I get that. That's why baseball is so, like, ebb and flow. Like, last year, they were the first team to 50 wins, yada, yada, yada. I think we talked about it over and over again. You have to be hot going into the playoffs. Baseball... It's probably the weirdest sport out of all of them.
I don't even know that you do have to be hot going into the playoffs. I don't think the 2022 Phillies were hot going into the playoffs. They just happened to get hot when the playoffs started.
You have to be hot in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right. Totally.
You got to be able to cook. But as far as the stadium's concerned, absolutely not. Like, one Super Bowl that you're going to get. Not to mention, it was proven with the Jets hosting the Seahawks-Broncos Super Bowl that the NFL doesn't ever want it back in the Northeast, because it's not just about the stadium. It's about that week of the Super Bowl where, like, what if we catch a snowstorm or an ice storm in Philadelphia? People are going to be locked in their hotels.
Be tough. Like, so Minnesota's out as well. They got that big indoor mall and people hang out
in there.
Yeah,
they have like a whole area, too, where people go near the stadium or whatever.
You can walk block to block.
Yeah, underground or above ground or whatever.
JB, you trust the city of Philadelphia to build the necessary resources to accommodate such possibilities?
We can't trust the city of Philadelphia to get trash picked up. That's
they're back, thank God.
Right. I still, JB, I still cannot believe we went through about 2 years of the Sixers freaking stadium fiasco only to have them at the end say, nah, just kidding.
What a joke.
That was an all-time farce. My God. Makes me sick.
They were smart. They had two deals. They just didn't inform the city of the second one.
It's just awful, man.
Yeah,
awful.
It's just wild. I guess as far as an uncle, by the way, good luck tomorrow, Joe.
Thank you.
Just stay ahead of the bowl or whatever tennis terminology.
Well, the big key is going to be the heat. JB, the heat is going to be a factor.
Anywhere between 97 and 99.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, it's
suboptimal.
It's a heavy water day, to say the least. JB, give me that aunt or uncle. Who do you got?
I guess we'll link it to Philly and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil's a big answer right there. James, what do you think Uncle Phil would have said to Will Smith after the slap at the Oscars?
It wouldn't have been good, I'll tell you that.
Right. I mean, Uncle Phil was tough, man.
He laid the law down.
Oh, listen, he'd give you a hug, but, man, he would lay the smack down when necessary. He was,
well, so did Will Smith at the Oscars.
Yeah, and I don't mean that literally. I don't mean that literally, but man, oh man, he was a tough dude. I loved Uncle Phil.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear,
no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.